A senior Northern Alliance commander says many of the defenders of the Afghan city of Kunduz have agreed to surrender. Kunduz is one of the last cities still held by the Taliban. The religious leader of Kunduz has been holding talks with Northern Alliance General Rashid Dostum. Northern Alliance officials say the two have agreed to terms for the defection of many native Afghans defending the city. Several thousand non-Afghan fighters remain trapped in Kunduz. The forces of the Northern Alliance include soldiers who aren't old enough to drive. Many Afghans in their mid-teens go to war. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the battle lines outside Kunduz.
The soldiers of the Northern Alliance 10th Talai have a hillside to guard. They rest in the dirt on a slope overlooking Taliban territory. The 10th Talai, or company, includes a mujahideen named Firuz, who is 14 years old. Hopefully the war will be over in a month, he says, and when it's over, I want to go to school. In Afghanistan, the harsh climate and hard living seem to leave many men looking 20 years older than they are. But Firuz is still young enough to look his age. He's got a mop of dark hair, and he never stops smiling. He has come to war wearing a tan sweater and an American-made watch. Firuz says, I am fighting to take my revenge. Last year, he says, a Taliban airplane dropped a bomb in Badakhshan province and killed both his parents. Firuz joined the Northern Alliance. He enlisted along with an older friend, who is also named Firuz. Firuz the Elder is a virtual graybeard at age 16. I got my Kalashnikov from a dead Taliban soldier, says Firuz the Elder, and holds up his gun. Firuz the Younger keeps smiling. Officially, the Northern Alliance says no one may join the army until he turns 18. In reality, the Mujahideen have relied on many boy fighters over the years as they battled the Soviet Union and then each other. Mullah Taj Muhammad is a senior Northern Alliance commander.
From the first, we used the people of society, whether small or large. We trained them. And when they were ready, it was part of their duty to fight. Some were killed, some left the fighting and became refugees. Some are still fighting to this day.
And some have passed on this legacy to their young children. Recently, a Northern Alliance commander died. His troops elevated his 14-year-old son, Hamayon, to the role of commander. His title may be partly ceremonial, but here on the Kunduz battle line, the soldiers of the 10th Talai insist that their youngest comrades are real warriors. They get no special treatment, and they are expected to fight. The teenagers sit among the older soldiers on the hillside. They watch U.S. planes and Northern Alliance tanks bombard the enemy in the valley below. When an American introduces himself, the two youths named Firuz start peppering him with the kind of questions that teenagers sometimes ask best. Why did you come here, they ask. Told that it's because of the war, they respond, why didn't you come here a year ago? And then they ask, if the terrorists stop attacking America, will you go away and forget us again? Firuz the Elder, the 16-year-old, asks another question. Do Americans have something that can stop bullets? Well, yes. Many American soldiers wear bulletproof vests. Firuz lights up. Send us a truckload of those, he shouts. The Afghans don't have any Kevlar clothing. Many don't even have boots. And if they attack Kunduz, some will march through the cold wearing black slippers and rags. 16-year-old Firuz keeps asking about his truckload of bulletproof vests, then finally modifies his request. Send just one of those vests, he says, just one vest for me, and I will kill Osama bin Laden for you. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, outside Kunduz, Afghanistan.